Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Shalom Ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masech Nedarim Daf Samach, and we will begin on Daf Samach Amud Aleph at the new perek. It says the Mishnah, Koinem Yayin Shanitayim Hayoyim. If somebody makes a neder, and as all the Rishonim point out, it doesn't make a difference at what time of the day the neder is made. The beginning of the day, the middle of the day, or even at the end of the, towards the end of the day. And he made another, Koinem Yayin Shanitayim Hayoyim, I won't be drinking any wine today. The reason why the Mishnah point out to Rishonim speaks about wine being the subject of what he makes another that he won't drink, because it happens quite often, say to Rishonim, that people realize the ill effects of wine, and because they recognize them, they make a neder to not drink wine. Tachsam Seifer says a different pshat. He says that wine is not a necessity. Other foods and drinks are necessities, but wine is not a necessity. So if you make a neder on something that you must have to live, there could be a strong argument that maybe the neder is not a valid neder. How could you make a neder to not eat something that you need to survive? But wine, since it's not something that you need to survive, it's well understandable why such a neder could be made. So again, somebody made a neder, Koinem Yayim Shanitayim Hayoyim, Eina Osur El Achetachshech. Hayoyim means until tonight. And once tonight comes, the halacha is the neder has expired. According to most Rishonim, the definition of Ad Shetechshach means until Tzeis Kechavim. Even though, of course, we know that before Tzeis Kechavim comes, there's the Ben Hashmashes, still, most Rishonim say that night is usually in Halacha Ad Shetechshach until it's really night, not early. Somebody made a neder. And again, we will be learning the Mishnah and the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, as we usually do, with the explanation of the Ran. Somebody's standing in the middle of the week, and he makes a neder that he's not going to have wine Shabbazu this week. So the halach is, also b'chol Shabbos, he can't drink wine that entire week. V'Shabbos Shavra. The day of Shabbos, that means if the person declares this neder on a Tuesday, and the following Shabbos is still considered part of that week. And similarly, if he makes a neder that chodeseh, he's not going to drink wine for an entire month. Also, b'chol chodesh, he may not drink for an entire month. However, Rosh Chodesh la'abah, the Rosh Chodesh that comes, it is considered next month. Similarly, if somebody made a neder shanazu, he's not going to drink wine the whole year. The halach is also b'chol shana. He can't drink wine until Rosh Hashanah. However, Rosh Hashanah, Lasa Lavay. Rosh Hashanah is not included in the neder. Rosh Hashanah is already considered next year. If somebody made a neder that he won't drink wine for Shvuazu, for this entire Shemitah cycle, the halach is also b'chol Shvua. He may not drink wine the entire cycle, the Shvius, but the upcoming Shemitah year, that seventh year, is included in the neder. Again, this is the way the Ran explains the Mishnah, and this is the way we learned the Mishnah, this is the way we're going to continue learning the Sugya this way. Other Rishonim have a different approach to the Mishnah. They say that if somebody is standing on Rosh Chodesh, and he says, on Rosh Chodesh, Koinem Yayin Shanitayim Chodeseh, that so the halacha is that his nether kicks in, and his nether begins right away on Rosh Hashanah. And on that Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't begin after Rosh Chodesh, it begins already on Rosh Chodesh. And similarly, if somebody is standing on Rosh Hashanah and makes such a neder, the halacha would be that at Rosh Hashanah, he already may not drink the wine. Says the Gemara, Im Omar, but if the person who made the neder said, I'm not going to drink Yoyim Echad, I'm not going to drink wine for one day. He says, I'm not going to drink wine for Shabbos Achas for 1 week. Chodesh Echad, 1 month. Shanachas, 1 year. Shvuachad, 1 Shemitah cycle, 1 7-year cycle. Then the halach is also Yom L'Yom. That means if he said Yom Echad, he's not allowed to drink wine for 24 hours. Because there's a difference when a person says Hayoim, which means only today, versus, and as soon as today is over, the nether is over, versus somebody said Yom Echad. Yom Echad means a period of 24 hours. And the same goes on with Shabbos Echad and Shana Echas. It means that amount of time. So there are a number of Rishonim. What does this mean? When the Mishnah says Osir, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Osir L'yoyim L'yoyim? The Ran learns that until that day next month. That means if you said Chodesh Echad and you made this nether on the 10th day of the month, then the next month on the 10th day of the month, the nether will be over. Even if the month in which you made the nether was a Chodesh Chasser, so it was 29 days, so it turns out that it was a 29-day month, and your nether, therefore, was only for 29 days, and you made a nether for Chodesh, the Ran says you would only have to keep a 29-day nether. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that if you made a nether any day in the month, and in the month that, in the next month, in the month you made the nether, it's a chaser, it's a 29-day month, you wouldn't be allowed to, the nether would not end on that day next month, it would actually end the next day. But the Meiri has a different approach. The Meiri, on one hand, agrees with the Ran that it goes the date. So if I made the nether this month, 10 days in the month, even though this month is a 29-day month, and there's only 29 days until the next month, the halach is that the nether is over after 29 days. But the Ran holds that when does the nether end? So if I made the nether 10 days in a month this month, whenever, as soon as the 10th of the next month arrives, which we know begins at night, in our calendar, day follows night, that's when the nether is over. The Meiri says it doesn't go by when the next month that day begins. We look at the exact time that I made the nether this month. So if I made this nether this month on 10 days in the month, 10 a.m. in the morning, the nether will be over 10 days in the month next month, even though it's only 29 days from today till that date. But the nether will continue until the exact time that I made the nether. And the same, now there's a machlokes rishonim. What happens when you said Shana Achas? So the Mishnah said, Osim Yoyim L'Yoyim. And what is going to be an halacha if that year is a leap year? So the Rambam's opinion is that if you say that if it turns out to be a leap year, you're still going to have to keep your nether for 13 months. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that when a person says Shana, he means 12 months, and even if the year ends up being a leap year, he'll only be Osir for 12 months. The Ran says that it depends how you made the nether. If you made the nether that I'm going to keep this nether for a year, but you didn't say which year, so you could always potentially keep the nether in a year which is not a leap year. Since you always could potentially keep the nether in a year which is not a leap year, and therefore will only be a 12-month nether, even if you end up keeping it in a year which turns out to be a leap year, you only have to keep it for 12 months. But if you made the nether, not only did you made the nether for this year, so you can't say, well, I'll do the nether in another year, because you clearly said it's going to be this year. Since you clearly said it's going to be this year, and if this year is a leap year, then you would have to keep it for 13 months. Somebody said that I'm not going to drink wine at a Pesach. What does that mean? Osir ad sheigia. You're not allowed to drink wine until Pesach begins. But if you say, koinim yayin shani toyim ad sheyeh ha-Pesach, that is defined, that also at Shiyetzai, that you're not allowed to drink wine until Pesach is over. If somebody said, Kodim Yayim Shanitoyim, Ad Lefnei Pesach. So now, we need to try to understand what did he mean. Did he mean before Pesach begins, and therefore only be until the Yonta begins? Or maybe he meant a moment, at a specific moment in Yontif, and maybe he meant till the last moment of Pesach. So Ramei Omer, Ramei says, also actually you can't drink wine until it begins. And as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph, Ramei's opinion is based on a concept that Ein Adam Machnas Atzma L'Sofik. A person doesn't express himself in a way that is going to be questionable. So if we say that he meant simple, he meant until Pesach, so what he said is quite simple to understand. But if he said, if it means something else, now we have to start thinking, what does it possibly mean? And therefore, we're going to take the simple explanation. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says that we can't be certain that that's what he meant. And since we can't be certain until what he meant, we're going to have to be machmer, and he won't be allowed to drink wine at Shietze until Pesach is over. We learned in the Mishnah that Kaim Yayim Shenetayim, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, somebody said, Kaim Yayim Shenetayim Hayoyim, the Loch is, Eina Osa Al Chetachshach. Om Rabbi Yimiyah, says Rabbi Yimiyah, Shilachish Tachshach, that now when it becomes night, so we'll follow the Ran's interpretation, that now when it becomes night, it's Tesa Kachavim, so the Nadir is over. Still tells us Rabbi Yimiyah, what this person is supposed to do, it's Sarach Shal Chacham. He has to be Matan Nadir. So ask the Gemara, why? If you didn't make a Nadir, so we could understand, or if you're in the middle of your Nadir, and Chazal, for whatever reason, wants you to be Matan Nadir, we could understand. But why would Chazal tell us to be Matan Nadir after the term of the Nadir is over? My Tama answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Gzeira Hayoim, Mishim Yom Echad. If you would have said, as we learned in the Mishnah, Yom Echad, you would have to wait 24 hours. Therefore, Chazal said that even when you said Hayoim and the Nadir is over, in order that you shouldn't make a mistake, therefore that next time you'll think that when you say Yom Echad, as soon as night comes, your Nadir is over. With there, the halacha is not that way. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, in order to avoid that type of situation, even though the Nadir is truly over, as we just said, you should go be Matan Nadir. So the question is, if Chazal are telling us that we have to be Matan this Nadir for the reason just given, so why did Rabbi Yirmiyah say that we have to wait Mishitachshach only when it becomes evening and your Nadir is finished, and then you should go be Matan Nadir? You should maybe, why can't you be Matan Nadir before it becomes night? So Chasam Sofer explains, we want the person to have his cake and eat it too. We want the person to have the credit for keeping the Nadir, but we also have the concern that we just explained. So we let him finish the Nadir, we've let him finish the day. So whatever Nadir he made, and many times as we've learned, actually the example of our Mishnah is the best example, he made a Nadir for a very positive reason. He made a Nadir, I'm not going to drink wine, as we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah. So we let him finish the Nadir and get the proper credit and mitzvah for the Nadir, but because of the consideration that we just mentioned, we tell him you have to be Matan Nadir before you go back to drink wine. The Shalman Dorim says that even though the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yirmiyah is teaching us that you have to be Matan Nadir, the process, the procedure of being Matan this Nadir is not the same procedure as Hataras Nadarim usually is. We know, as we've discussed numerous times, when somebody comes to be Matan Nadir, he has to give the Rav a reasoning. He has to give him a Pesach, why to be Matan Nadir. Here, it wouldn't be necessary. But if he would come during the day, he would have to go through the entire procedure of Hataras Nadarim. Here, that it wouldn't be necessary. But then he says another pshat, which is just the opposite. And that is that if he went during the day, then he has to have a Pesach. And by the day, he couldn't come up with a Pesach. In other words, in this pshat, the Shalman Dorm is suggesting that not only does he have to go through the procedure of being Matan Nadir, maybe he should be Matan Nadir by day, but he couldn't come up with a Pesach during the day. He only found a Pesach at night. Another pshat that they suggest is that this special halacha that you have to be Matan Nadir because of the concern that Rabbi Yirmiyah just explained, is only for regular people who we're concerned may confuse Hayoim and Yom Echad. Talmidei Chachamim don't have this reasoning. So now the Gemara is very geschmack. If the person is a Talmud Chacham and he wants to be Matan Neder, so he has to be like everybody else. He has to have a good, he has to be Matan, if he's doing it by day, he has to be not Matan Neder properly. But if you're only being Matan Neder for the reason that we just learned, that applies only at night, and that only applies at night. And not only does it only apply at night, it applies only to people who are not Talmid Chachamim. So the question that the Rishonim ask, that the Mishnah didn't teach us this halacha. The Mishnah said, the Mishitachshach, as soon as night comes, you're fine. Why didn't the Mishnah teach us that even if you said Hayoim, it doesn't automatically expire Mishitachshach? So the Ran explains that the Mishnah is telling us what the basic halacha is. The basic halacha obviously is that you don't have to be Matan Neder. And that's what the Mishnah wanted to teach us. This halacha, the Rabbi Yirmiyah now introduced, is a Chumra Derabbanan. The Rosh says that it, even more so. The Rosh says that the Mishnah does not necessarily agree with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, as we just learned, introduced a new Chiddush and a new Gzeira, which the Mishnah doesn't necessarily agree to. Another pshat goes back to what we've discussed a moment ago. This halacha that we learned now, that you're supposed to be matan this neder at night, is only for regular people, not for Talmid Chachamim. The Mishnah was speaking to Talmid Chachamim. Other pshat also connected to what we just learned. If the Mishnah would have said that you have to be matan neder, we would think that you have to go through the full procedure of Hataras Nadarim. And we just learned, and the Prisha says this, that this Hataras Nadarim, which is only being done because of a Gezeira, doesn't require all of the details of the normal Hataras Nadarim. If the Mishnah would have said that, we would have made a mistake and think that you need to have a full-fledged Hataras Nadarim. Now, the question is, we learned the Mishnah that spoke about somebody made a gzeira hayoyim. What would be the halacha if somebody said a neder shvuzeh? So we learned at the beginning of our Mishnah, at the neder expires, and the Mishnah tells us, especially according to the Ran, that the Shabbos is included. When Shabbos comes, the neder is over. What would be the halacha if it wasn't 7 days? You made the neder on Tuesday, and Shabbos, and therefore, if you would have said as the sefer of as the next case of the Mishnah said, then instead of saying Shabbos Zu, you would have said, if you would have said Shabbos Achas, you would have to wait till next Tuesday. Will the same halacha apply that if you're ending your neder on Shabbos, you're supposed to be Matan Neder? So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says that this halacha that we just learned from Yirmiyah is only applicable when you made the neder for a day. That's where we're concerned between somebody who says Hayoim and somebody says Yoim Zeh. But by a week, we're not going to make that halacha doesn't apply. So the Taz explains why. So the Taz explains the difference of time between Hayoim and saying Yoim Echad is not that much. And that's why it's something that people can get confused about. But Shvuazu and Shvua Achas could be very serious amount of time in between. And therefore, we're not worried about a concern. However, the Bartanur disagrees. And the Bartanur says that this halacha that we just learned from Yirmiyah doesn't only apply by Yom, it applies by all of the cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. The Ran asks that if somebody accepts upon himself to fast on a certain day, the halacha is he could eat immediately that night. But the halacha isn't the halacha, asked the Ran from Rabbi. Didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah ask the Ran just teach us that if you accepted something for today and you're not waiting for the 24-hour period, then you have to be Matan Neder at night? So why is a teretz different? So the Ran explains, you can't compare a tainus to a regular neder. Everybody knows that a neder, that of tainus, is from whenever the day, from the morning until the evening. So there's no room for people making a mistake. Where versus somebody saying Hayoyim or Yoyim Achas, there's the possibility that people will make a mistake. And the Rashba says a very similar teretz. He says, saying Hayoyim and saying Yoyim Echad are very similar. And therefore, we have to be careful to avoid any mistakes. But saying that I'm making a tainus today, we're all tanaisim are always from the morning to the evening. There's no room for confusion. The Rashba then gives a different teretz. The Rashba says that if somebody says by drinking wine, which we're discussing in our Mishnah, so the Mishnah taught us there's a difference if you said your neder hayoyim or you said yoyim echad. Hayoyim will be till the end of the day, which could be a few minutes if you make the neder right at the end of the day, or it could be 24 hours if you said yoyim echad. He says by tainus, since all tanaisim besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are always from the morning till the evening, even if you would have expressed when you accepted upon yourself the tainus, you said hayoyim, or you said yoyim zeh, the fast anyway will only be from morning until evening. Fast days are never more from morning than from morning till evening. The Sefer Yadus Nadarim gives a different pshat. He says a fast day is a mitzvah. Where did Chazal make gezeiros? By Nadarim that we didn't have to take upon himself. And therefore, you didn't have to make this net in the first place. And we want you to be, and we want, as we've been discussing throughout our Masechta, that people should be careful in how they make the Nadarim. And that's why Chazal put rules that there shouldn't be any mistakes. Taneisim are a mitzvah, and therefore it's different. The Sefer Pirus Yosef says just the opposite. He says, accepting a tainus is not really considered, is technically a neder, but that's not what it really is. It's really just the person wants to fast. And therefore, a fast day is different than a neder. And even Rabbi Yirmiyah made a gzeir by fast days, he did not make gzeiris by tanaisim. Omle, so Bai said to Rabbi Yosef, if somebody says hayoyim, you have to be shoyel neder at night, even though the neder is already over, likze b'yoyim echod, that when you made a neder for 24 hours, that you should also have to make b'matan neder when your neder is over, b'shem hayoyim, because a person, so as we explained, if somebody made a neder today at 10 a.m., that I'm not going to drink wine for hayoyim, so tomorrow at 10 a.m., he could drink wine. If he had made a neder that says, that's if you made another yoyim echad. If you said a yoyim, you would have to wait till tonight. So shouldn't we say that that person should also have to be matan neder when he said yoyim echad, that in the case that I'll say hayoyim, he should know you have to wait till the end of the day? Amalei, hayoyim b'yoyim echad mechlof. Answers the Gemara, if somebody made the neder hayoyim today, and the next time he says yoyim echad, it's something that could be confused, and we can end up with a serious mistake. But somebody who expressed his neder as yoyim echad, which as we keep on repeating, when somebody says yoyim echad, that means 24-hour period, he knows there's a very distinct difference between saying that and saying hayoyim. And therefore, there's no reason, loy michlof, there's no reason to make such a gzeira. Amar Ravina. Amri Marema. Hachi Amar Avoch. Mishmeid Rav Yosef. This is what your father taught us in the name of Rav Yosef. Kaman Azla Shmatz at Rav Yimri Be'Abba. Whose opinion is this halacha? That Rav Yimri Be'Abba said that somebody who made the nether for Hayoyim has to be mat the nether at night? Krem Nosson. Based on whose opinion did he take this place to make such a gzeira? Is based on something that we learned from Rav Nosson. The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, Kol Anoida, anyone who makes a nether is Kilu Bona Bama. It's as if he built a bama, and as we explained previously, the Ran tells us that a person who makes a neder thinks very positive. But in reality, as we know from our Masechta, nedarim are frowned upon. So it's the same like somebody builds a bama. He's building a mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's building the mizbeach in now, after the Beis HaMikdash was built, that bamas became permanently aser by Klal. The person who's building the spama might think he's doing something very positive, but he's really doing something very wrong. And a mekayma, and somebody who keeps the nether without being matan nether, is kila makdalel. And therefore, since making the dharma in his opinion is something that we should avoid, that's why he said when you made this nether, and we also have the concern that you may make the mistake, Chazal said, be matter the nether at night. Don't just say, well, it's over. So the question is, Rabbi Yirmiyah gave an explanation why he said what he said. That people are gonna get confused between Hayoim and Yoim Zeh. Why? Yoim Echad. So why does the Gemara look for another explanation that is based on Rav Nosson Mekhila Bon Obama? So the Ran explains what the Gemara means to say here is that this Gezeira, he agrees, is somewhat far-fetched. So yes, Chazal throughout Shas make Gezeiras, but they make Gezeiras that are understandable. Why would we make this Gezeira? So explains the Ran that what the Gemara means to say is, yes, if Chazal weren't so concerned about the Darim, this concern that Rabbi Yirmiyah mentioned is not maybe a strong enough concern that we should make a Gzeira. It's only because we have the issue about Nedarim, that's the combination of both of them, is the reason that he made the Gzeira. But there are other Rishonim actually take a different approach. They take the approach that the Gemara now is saying that the Gzeira of the confusion is not a good reason. Because as we just said, that isn't enough of a reason to make such a gzeira. What the real reason is, because what we just learned is called Noider Bonabama. Another explanation is the Chassam Sofer's explanation. The Chassam Sofer explains, as he said earlier, as we mentioned the Chassam Sofer's opinion earlier, the Chassam Sofer said that the person didn't drink the wine. But now he's being matan nether. So by him being matan nether, it turns out that he didn't really have a nether. And therefore, maybe we would think that we're better off not being matan nether. The price of being matan nether is that this person at the end didn't have a nether. He didn't fulfill the nether. Tells us the Gemara, that isn't a big price to pay. Why isn't it a big price to pay? Because there's no real big mitzvah to keep nedarim. We gave an explanation why had noy the kilo banabama, one explanation from the Ran. Another explanation that the Ran gives is that we've seen throughout this Masechta, particularly in the beginning of the Masechta, that the proper way of articulating a nether is by being matfis with carbon. Since the proper way of saying a nether is being matfis with a carbon, that's why there's a strong connection between the Dorim and Kabanis. Taisus Masechta Yevamos says we learn actually this concept of Kila Banabama is based on a Gzeirah Shava. The Pasuk says by Nedarim, V'chisechta Lindar. And then the Pasuk says, Chidlul Chem Min Adam Asher Neshama Ba'apoy Kibamen Nachshavu. So we see the Torah uses the word Sechta by both of them. That's what the condition is. The Masha says that the Gemara is trying to teach us a different lesson. A person who builds a bama b'zman hazeh is technically not doing anything wrong. It's if he will use the bama. The same thing here is, it's not the nether that is what the Torah Chazal were concerned about. They were worried that somebody would violate the nether. So here we're learning, because of the seriousness of a nether, the halacha is that one should be matan nether. As we just explained, that's perhaps the entire reason for Rabbi Yirmiyah's law, because Chazal encouraged us to be matan nether. What about Shavuos? So many Rishonim are of the opinion that by Shavuos, one should not be matan the Shavuos, unless it's dire circumstances. Because a Shavuos is more chomer. And I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is because the punishment for violating a shvuah is much more serious than the punishment of violating a neder. That's why Chazal were more careful with shvuas. Another along the same line, we learned earlier in our Masechta that a person could make a neder even against a mitzvah. You can't make a shvua not to fulfill a mitzvah, but you can make a neder not to sit in a sukkah, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. So if we're not going to strongly discourage people from making nedarim, people may end up making a neder that will have them not doing mitzvahs. In order to avoid people from making those types of nedarim, we discouraged all nedarim. The Mashah says a simple pshat. There's certain shvuas that the Torah obligated. Shvuas ha-bikadon, shvuas ha-edis. The Torah says, the Mashah, Klai Yisrael accepted with a shvua. So because we find in the Torah shvuas that took place and shvuas that are mandated, that's why Chazal did not say that we should encourage being matter a shvua. Others say that actually shvuas and the Dharm are the same. And it makes a difference who is the person who made the shvua. And if there's no concern that this person is going to violate the shvua, we don't have to make him be matter the shvua. And the same would be for a neder. And the same would be, we would have to look at what is the subject of the neder. If the subject of the neder, the Aruch HaNer says this, if the subject of the neder is something positive, then that's not a neder that we would encourage to be matter. And the same would be by shvua. If the subject of the shvua is something positive, it would not be something that we would discourage them to be matter. Here we're talking about cases where they're not such positives, and there the halacha says, the Aruch HaNer, both by nedarim and shvuas, one should seek to be matter them. The problem that I have, the question that I have with Aruch HaNer's pshat, is the neder that we're speaking about in our Mishnah Gemara, which Chazal are encouraging that we should be matter, is actually a positive. The person made a neder not to drink wine, and yet the Gemara says that this is the neder that we want him to be matter. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody made a neder and he said Shabbos zu, also b'chol Shabbos kula, he can't. The neder goes until after Shabbos. Pshita, the week ends after Shabbos, answers the Gemara. Ma'ad Tema, we might have thought that what he made the neder, what he meant to say was Yom the Shabbos Akomer, that weekdays, not Shabbos, which of course is not a weekday. Kamash Malon, no, that's not like that way. That the Shabbos is considered, even though Shabbos, of course, is different than the weekdays, but Shabbos is still considered that part of the week, and therefore it's included in the neder. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said Chodesh Zeh, Osir B'chol HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh L'Haba. That, and again, using the Ran's Pshat, what that means is that if I made a neder that I'm not going to drink wine for the balance of the month, next Rosh Chodesh is already next month. Ask the Gemara, of course, Pshita, the next Rosh Chodesh is next month. Answers the Gemara, Ki Yitzrecha L'Chodesh Chaser. The Mishnah is speaking about that the month is a Chodesh Chaser. And that means next month, this month, the end of this month, we'll have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Maratema, so we would say that we know in the calendar, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the month. L'shahava haver, v'loy litzer kamash malon, the current in Shirei Sharcha. That even though the first day of Rosh Chodesh is technically still part of this month, but since people call it Rosh Chodesh, once people call it Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that it's considered, people call it Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's considered, that's considered the month is over, the month of my neder is over. In fact, the Rama says that if somebody makes a shvua that he's going to do something before Rosh Chodesh, he has to do it before the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, says the Shulvus HaRadvaz, discusses an interesting question. If somebody said he's going to pay up his debt in Chodesh Cheshvan, so he has to pay it off before the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is Lamed Cheshvan, because That's what he meant. But now, the Magen Avraham asks a question. Somebody was born on the 30th of Cheshvan, which is the first day of Chodesh Kislev. But not every year is Cheshvan a Chodesh Chaser. Sometimes it has 30 days and sometimes it has 29 days. And so in the year that he was born on the 30th day of the month of Cheshvan, which was the first day of Chodesh Kislev. When he became a Bar Mitzvah, Cheshvan was Chodesh. And Cheshvan was Chaser, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev only had one day. What day is his Bar Mitzvah? Chof Tes Cheshvan. He was born on the last day of Cheshvan. This year, the last day of Cheshvan is Chof Tes Cheshvan. Or Aleph Kislev, which is 30 days into the month of Cheshvan, which is the actual day that he was born. So Magen Avraham says that our Gemara is focusing on Loshem Bnei Adam. And the people's vocabulary, even though it's still part of this month, as we just explained, Rosh Chodesh is already considered next month. But in Halacha, it's not the next month. And therefore he says that this boy is not a Bar Mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. I have seen that there are Poskim who suggest that even though he's not a Bar Mitzvah, that the Magen Avraham says he's not Bar Mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Aleph Kislev, the Halacha is he should put on tefillin already on Chof Tes Kislev. There's an interesting shaila where somebody came to shul on the sixth day of Chanukah, which also is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. He davened Hallel. He davened with the tzibur, and he said with everybody Hallel, not realizing that it's Rosh Chodesh. He didn't realize that today's Rosh Chodesh until they actually took out two Sefer Torah. And he realized that the reason they're taking out two Sefer Torah is because it's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. So now the question is that he certainly has to daven over Shemoneh Esrei from Shacharis. If he didn't say Yalei V'Yavei, we know if you skip Yalei V'Yavei by Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh, you need to repeat that Hallel, that Shemoneh Esrei. But what about the Hallel? He said the Hallel only because he thought today is Chanukah. But he was also supposed to say Hallel because because it's Rosh Chodesh. And he didn't realize it's Rosh Chodesh when he said Hallel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that he doesn't have to repeat the Hallel. And he explains that the Chi of Hallel on Chanukah, some suggest, is a Chi of Daraisa. Because it's a Chi of Daraisa, then whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us experience Nisim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us experience Nisim, we have to say Hallel. And that's why, particularly at the Hallel on Chanukah, has to be said with song. It has to appreciate our feeling of recognition and appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nice that he did for us. Rosh Chodesh, at best, Hallel is only a minig. And since it's only a minig, that's why we don't have to. If you said Hallel for Chanukah, it certainly includes the Hallel for Rosh Chodesh as well. We learned in the Mishnah, Shana Zu, if somebody said that the Neder should be for Shana Zu, then the Halacha is also B'Kol Shana Kula. He can't, the Neder goes for the whole year. Ibailhu, ask the Gemara, Omar, if somebody said, Kainim Yaim Sheni Toim Yoim, so how do we look at the word Yoim? What do we say? Do we say Dina Kahayoim? And as we started the Shia today, when you said Hayoim, the Neder will only be till day is over? Or will we say it's treated like Yoim Echad? 24 hours. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Koinim Yaim Shani Toim Hayoim, Eino Osir El Ad Shetachshach. Till the night. Ha, isn't that a diuk? That if he wouldn't have said Yoim, that then, if he wouldn't have said Hayoim, but rather he said Yoim, it would be treated Ki Yoim Echadami, and the Neder would be a 24-hour Neder. But ask the Gemara, but Eim Sefer, let's look at the Sefer. Omer, in the Sefer we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody said Yoim Echad, then the Halacha is Osim Yoim LeYoim. So we see, because he said Yoim Echad, but had he said Yoim, it would be treated Ka Hayoim. So in other words, the deek in the resha points us in one direction. The deek in the sefer points us in a different direction. And since the deek in the resha and the sefer contradict each other, one must be right and one must be wrong. We just don't know which one is right and wrong. And because of that, we don't have a raya, and that's why the halacha is that we still need to find an answer to this question. There's an interesting question that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chem discusses. When we daven the bracha Baruch Leinu, and we daven and for Parnosa, we say Baruch Leinu as Hashana Hazois. And the question is, why do we say Hashana Hazois? Do we only daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Parnosa this year? Shouldn't we daven for Parnosa for all the years? So he answers that, of course, when somebody says Hashanah, it only means this year. But the reason we only say Hashanah is because the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the panasa, our panasa every year on Rosh Hashanah. And as we've discussed in previous shiurim, those gzeiris are very important and firm gzeiris. So if we're going to say that we're davening for every year, we're sort of saying that we're not recognizing at least that Rosh Hashanah is coming, and a Rosh Hashanah person could everything could change for him. And that's why, even though, of course, we all daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillas and give us panasa, not only for Hashanah Azois, for this year, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us panasa for many healthy years, but we have to be as we learned in Ashir, we have to be careful in our expression, and that's how we say Hashanah Hazois.